What's crack, big dogs? Welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to headquarters. My name is Nicholas. This is BDGE. And as always, we are sponsored by Underdog. They have the absolute best pick'em games on their website. Animal actually smashed last night, hit the overs on just about everything. That's how you know. So you know who the bad gamblers are when they just pick overs on everything. They're the fun gamblers, but they're the bad gamblers. Go check out underdogfantasy.com for the best player prop pick'em games on there. They got fantasy points, they got rushing yards, receiving yards, touchdowns, all that good shit. We'll be doing picks throughout the week. So if you want to lose all your revenue, you come to me and you take my underdog picks. Underdogfantasy.com. If you deposit $10 on there, they're going to match that $10 if you use the promo code BDGE. So sign up with code BDGE on Underdog Fantasy. The link for the app will be right in the description, and they will match that deposit bonus. Five wide receivers that y'all should be targeting on your waiver wire. It's a lot crispier at the wide receiver position this week than it was at the running back position. The running back waiver wire video already dropped today, so I will link that first thing in the description if you missed it. Let's fucking tuck our shirts in. Stop yelling. Let's eat. No surprise here, but number one on this list is Rondale Moore of the Arizona Cardinals, man. And I want to get this point across early, and I want to get it across often. I am very much okay missing on rookie wide receivers in the draft, in your fantasy football drafts, as soon as they show a glimpse of usage, of production, of those things. You do not want to miss out on them. Like, very long gone are the days where rookie wide receivers are not producing for your fantasy lineups. They're one of the few types of players in fantasy where we don't actually know their usage yet, okay? A lot of the times when we have these players that we already know that have busted year over year over year, and they have like a couple big games in the beginning of the year, we know who they are as players already. But with rookie wide receivers, we're all guessing. It's all a coin flip for all of these guys, basically. So when one of them starts to blow up, i.e. Justin Jefferson last year, i.e. T. Higgins, like all of these players, Chase Claypool, you don't want to be late. I'm okay missing on them in the drafts because they're the first guys that get cut. But as soon as you see positive usage spikes, as soon as you see production happening, you don't want to miss on them. You will regret missing on them on the waiver wire, okay? So Rondale Moore had his rookie debut in week one. 5 targets, 4 receptions, 68 yards on 26% of the snaps. Week 2, we saw that snap percentage go up from 26 to 46%. And what did he do? Led the team. 8 targets, 7 catches, 114 yards, and a touchdown. A lot of y'all saw his long receiving touchdown, probably all over the highlights and whatnot this week, all over Bleacher Report's corny-ass Instagram feed. You saw it. Hard to unsee. Now, it's hard to grab Moore on the waiver wire because he's going to be going for a lot of money. And I suggest you drop a decent penny on him. He is my number one waiver wire ad this week out of all positions, and you should be using your number one waiver wire priority on him, okay? It is important to keep in mind that while he's blowing up a little bit right now, he's still playing the fewest snaps and running the fewest routes of the Cardinals receivers. You still have D-Hop, A.J. Green, Christian Kirk running more routes and just playing more than Rondale Moore is. However, the Cardinals are running 4 wide receiver sets at the single highest rate in the entire NFL. He is playing 85% from the slot, so he is a pure slot receiver right now that's getting easy looks, and he is such an explosive athlete. This is why I love putting guys in the slot that are like this, because Rondale Moore, when you look at his athleticism, man, 4.37. 740 burst agility, basically as elite as it comes. He's simply too good of an athlete to keep off the field. He's pretty much exactly what Cliff wanted Christian Kirk to be, and he got a second chance with it. And now Rondale Moore is doing unbelievable things on the field. The Cardinals are 6th in neutral game script pace. They have a high pace. They're playing a lot of 4 wide receiver sets. Rondale Moore is going to continue to eat. What I think is going to happen is, eventually, A.J. Green is going to become like a situational specialty type player, and you can't keep him out there for 90% of the snaps. There's just no fucking reason to. Rondale Moore, he keeps producing like this on such limited playtime. He's going to continue seeing more and more playtime. This offense is going to pass the ball a lot. They don't really have a running game. This defense is terrible outside of like Chandler Jones and a couple players. So more often than not, they're going to give up 25 to 30 points per game and need the offense to continue to explode like it has been. All right, this is an offense that's going to continue to let Kyler air it out. I mean, I'm dropping decent money on Rondale Moore. I'm thinking somewhere in like the 20% range of your fab, $20 if you're in a $100 league, whatever it is. A couple of the young wide receivers, must-add guys, are like Michael Pittman and Jaylen Waddle. They're most likely not available on your waiver wire. But if they are, they would be the next tier of guys that I would be looking to attack at the wide receiver position. Both guys have banged up quarterbacks right now, so it's tough to throw them into your lineup. I like Waddle more than I like Pittman right now with Wentz out. But Waddle and Moore are right next to each other. I would probably take Moore over Waddle because Will Fuller is likely returning very soon. Next up on this list of guys that are probably actually attainable is Sterling Shepard, man. Right now, the wide receiver 11 in fantasy. This was a point that I was making a lot during the summer, and I was taking him all the time in like the 14th, 15th, 16th round of best ball drafts. Him and Danny Dimes just have this chemistry, man. It's shitty chemistry, you know? It's like 10th grade high school level chemistry, but it's there, right? Sterling Shepard has two monster games back-to-back now. 9 targets, 7 receptions, 113 yards, and a touchdown in game one. 10 targets, 9 receptions, 94 yards. In week two. So you're talking about 19 targets, 16 receptions, over 200 receiving yards in the first two games of the season. Again, currently the wide receiver 11 in fantasy, and now they get some beautiful matchups. You get Atlanta, you get the Saints, you get Dallas. I just think he's going to continue to get peppered with targets in an offense that badly needs playmakers. Danny Dimes and Kenny Golladay ain't getting it done right now. Saquon not getting it done right now. Shepard should continue to see 7 to 10 targets a game. So I really, really like Sterling Shepard. Next up on this list, I feel like we got to talk about KJ Osborne just because he's kind of blown up over the last couple weeks. But we have back-to-back big games for Osborne. They're running a ton of 3 wide receiver sets with Irv Smith out. That probably wasn't going to be the consensus play calling there in Minnesota. It was probably going to be a lot of Tyler Conklin, Irv Smith. But as soon as Irv Smith got put onto the IR, now it's a lot of 3 wide receiver sets with Jefferson, Thielen, and KJ Osborne. KJ Osborne is a guy that I'm definitely going to be pessimistic about for a long time. A guy that I'm not targeting in my waiver wire drafts, but I just feel like we kind of need to touch on him for a few reasons. First, clear third option in the wide receiver pecking group. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, KJ Osborne. 4th on the team. If you add Dalvin Cook into there, this is a historically run-first offense. So you're talking about the 4th option on a run-first offense. What he did the first 2 weeks was against 2 of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. You have Cincinnati and you have Arizona. And this last week, there was broken coverage. So he broke free for a long touchdown. If that didn't happen, if there wasn't broken coverage and he didn't have an easy 70-yard walk-in touchdown, we would not be talking about KJ Osborne as a good waiver wire pickup right now. So I don't think that's predictive. It's pretty uninspiring, desperate pickup in my opinion. So Osborne, if you're in a deeper league and you're desperate, go for it. He's not a guy that I am targeting or using any fab dollars on. I will use a couple of fab dollars on Mr. Tim Patrick of the Denver Broncos, however. Sutton obviously blew up, but Tim Patrick is running just as many routes as Sutton. They both ran 31 routes on Sunday. Teddy Bridgewater looks fantastic. They were the team lead in routes run on Sunday. Patrick just gets it done, man. Again, he's just Ryan Tim Patrick. He is the Fitzpatrick of the wide receiver position, where anytime he just randomly gets called upon, he gets it done. The guy just scores touchdowns and scores touchdowns and scores touchdowns. All right, so I expect no different against the Jets on Sunday. We love Mr. Tim Patrick. Rondale Moore is the prize jewel of this week for sure. I would try not to miss out on him if you have any fab remaining. Okay, so Rondale Moore is the guy that you want, and that's going to wrap up this video. If you enjoyed, make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you're new. Tomorrow will be our trade targets video, so obviously subscribe if you want to see that. Go check out our website, bdge.store, where you can get the in-depth fab guidance, waiver wire, all the buzzwords that people talk about. It's going to be there. Rankings will be out Thursday. I love y'all. Thank you for hanging out. Peace.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.